May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good news. Dr. Mike Thompson, my New Testament lecturer at Ridley Hall in Cambridge, stressed many times there should always be good news in a sermon. Sermons should be uplifting and give hope, not be full of bad news, doom and gloom. And let's face it, the many news broadcasts that adorn our TVs, radios and internet screens do not focus on good news. And on casual reading today, our lessons may also seem to reflect bad news, with scenes of natural disasters and cosmic chaos. The earlier verses in chapter 21 in Luke's Gospel, in fact, describes the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem that came to pass in about AD 70. And those earlier verses go on to describe persecution for believers and political disasters, with nations and kingdoms rising up against each other. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? But fear not, there is good news. When such things take place, as recorded in Luke's Gospel, Jesus goes on to say, "Stand up, raise your heads, for your redemption is near." Advent is a season of watching and waiting, and these four Sundays count down the time to Christmas, when we remember Jesus coming as a baby in the stable at Bethlehem, fully human and fully God. But we are also reminded to watch and wait for Jesus coming again, as ruler and judge of all. And it seems from our gospel passage, there is going to be lots of bad news stories towards the end of time, before Jesus comes as the Son of Man riding in the clouds. Perhaps, like the disciples and many other people throughout history who offer their own interpretations of world events, we want to know how to read the signs in all that is going on, how to work it out if we are close to the end time. But our history shows we can be easily misled. The communist regime and the Berlin Wall in Europe toppled quite unexpectedly and rapidly, and doom-mongering about a possible World War III soon changed focus to climate warming and the disappearing ozone layer, for example. The point is, we will never know for sure until it is upon us. Mark and Matthew say in equivalent discourses from Jesus, "About that day, no one knows." We may be uncertain about when, but the good news, remember, is that Jesus is coming back, and that is the time to stand and look up, for our redemption is near. I've been reminded of the Hollywood disaster movie genre in my thinking about today's sermon, and how, against all the odds in earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, or whatever danger threatens the survival of humanity, safety and rescue come along at the last possible moment. Redemption, however, is not a last-minute act. It is not something we can put on like a life jacket to avoid the disaster that is about to overtake us. It is a gift, freely offered, here and now. Offered not in a set of escape plans, nor in the strength of man's ingenuity with technology or influence over the laws of nature. It is offered in the form of a person, Jesus, who came to us in the past as a saviour, that through his death, resurrection and ascension, we may have a right relationship with God in the present, so that we can be confident of meeting him again in the future, at the end of all time or at the end of our lifetime, even though he will come and we will meet him as our judge. Jeremiah and the other prophets knew something of this. Speaking at a time when Judah was being overrun by the Babylonians and they were being taken into captivity with a small remnant left to flee into the exile in Egypt. Jeremiah, as a prophet, warned the people that a return to righteousness was needed to save the nation from disaster. It wasn't to be an idle waiting for a future Messiah, but a change in heart in all that is said and done. And this included a change in heart for their wicked king, Zedekiah, whose name ironically meant, "Yahweh is my righteousness." Jeremiah could see the fulfillment of God's promise of safety for the nation would ultimately be in the future, with a branch sprouting from David's line. But his call to action was for now. They had to live in righteousness, obedience to worship in Yahweh, and justice for all, as best they could to avoid judgment. Even though they looked with expectation for a Messiah, they should be obedient now. For them, the righteousness of David, the righteous branch of David, was yet to come. But, good news, it is time to stand and look up. For redemption, our redemption is near. Indeed, it has come. In Jesus, that righteous branch is offered to us through grace if we choose to accept it. And although that does not absolve us from doing our best to live a good, upright, and sober life without dissipation and drunkenness, as it says in our gospel reading, we can be confident that at the last, to be taken to be with the Son of Man, riding in the clouds. Advent, watching and waiting for Jesus' second coming, is not idleness. It is about changing our hearts towards Jesus and accepting him to be our righteousness here and now. We can do just that in a few moments, taking the bread and wine in our communion and renewing our thanksgiving for Jesus, our Redeemer. And that's something we do many times as a Christian. But we can also do that for the first time by thanking Jesus in a simple prayer and asking him to come into our hearts to give us his righteousness. And if that's something you want to do for the first time, do please come and see me afterwards. Watching and waiting does not promise to be easy. Just cast your mind back to the troubles Jesus was talking about. But as Advent reminds us, as our Saviour is returning, with whatever signs God chooses to accompany it, we are also reminded that all the injustices, suffering, violence, terror, war, and the like will be redeemed. It suggests in the penultimate chapter of Revelation, there will be no more tears, no more pain, no crying or mourning. Or as one commentator puts it, when we think that the end is at hand, when we think we cannot cope anymore, when all seems lost, when God seems to have forgotten us, when the suffering of others continues unabated, we are not furthest from our salvation, but closest to it. Christ may always be found in the midst of greatest need. Look up, not down, for your redemption is drawing near. Amen.